KDW in Park City. It's the Morning Mix, presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. I'm JW, here with my co-host, Christy Dillaway. Good morning.
And I'm Christy Dillaway, here with my co-host, JW.
How are you?
Awesome. You?
Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah, we've got a good show today. We're joined by our musical guest, Mr. Sister, in studio. We'll do weekend events near the bottom of the hour. Then we'll meet with Wendy Cohn, who's going to talk about the remaining spots in Running with Ed, so you can still get signed up for that event, which happens in May. And at 9:45, we'll talk to Renee Wong from the Deer Valley Music Festival, telling us all about, they have so many events going on for the summer. I don't know how she keeps track.
What a lineup, huh?
That's why it's an 8-page press release.
Yeah, and it's Deer Valley, and it's over at the church, and it's everywhere. Yeah, it's just fantastic. Well, it's currently 32 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town. I know we're supposed to be psyched for spring. I was going to play golf this afternoon, but I have to tell you, when I woke up this morning and I saw this blanket of snow, I just thought it was beautiful.
Oh, good. So you didn't have that feeling of like, ugh.
No.
You had that feeling, oh.
No, it's so pretty.
So nice.
It's nice. Anyway, today, 30% chance of scattered snow showers. Tomorrow, beautiful day, high of 54. Rest of the weekend, Sunday, mostly sunny, and then a slight chance of thunderstorms, actually, with a high of 62. But of course, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute and things will change. So stay tuned to KPCW and we will update you as time goes on.
I do love a good thunderstorm, though.
I do, too.
They don't happen often here, but ooh, I love them.
You know what you don't have in Boston is you don't have thunder snow.
You know, you don't have thunder snow in many places.
But you have that here.
Rarely, but it does happen.
Yeah.
But I love it when it gets all like green and the ozone stimulates and you're just waiting for the big thunder and lightning.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a short break, and then when we return, we will have Mr. Sister here in the studio. We're going to get the roadies in here, make a couple of changes. So stay with us. This is KPCW, the Morning Mix. We'll be right back.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Hopkins at Keller Williams Real Estate. I share KPCW's pride in our community, and so I love supporting the Daily Lost and Found Report on KPCW and their coverage of Park City's fantastic nonprofits. For real estate, it's jhparkcity.com, and for Lost and Found, it's KPCW every day.
Good morning, it's JW here with Christy Dillaway. For 10 years, Mr. Sister has been entertaining and delighting audiences all throughout the Summit and Wasatch Back, and we're just, you know, really happy to have him here with us this morning. Mr. Sister, Nina Euler and Brady Chavez, sisters on vocals, and of course, Dan Hall on acoustic guitar and vocals. Welcome to the Morning Mix.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, we're really happy to have you here. Really are. How y'all been?
Great.
Been great.
Busy.
We like to say gooder than good.
Gooder than good. Uh-huh. Yeah. I tell you, you know, taking a look at your schedule, you have been busy.
We've been really busy.
This winter has been a busy winter.
Yeah. And you've been spending most of your time over at the Star or
Silver Star?
Silver Star.
We do. We spend, we usually have one gig a month at the Silver Star.
Okay.
We do a lot at Stein Erickson's, River Horse.
Ah.
A lot of local restaurants.
Okay.
But right, we're lucky to get to play those places on a regular basis and on a steady basis. So people always know where we're at that way. And that's the foundation of our schedule all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then other things come up all the time. And of course, the best way is to check our website for our schedule. And
I often see you at corporate events, so you do a lot of private gigs too, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We're lucky to get to do that. That's a product of the same thing, of being out there in the same places all the time. People hear us and then they go, oh, well, come play for our thing. So
we were talking in the green room before the show began about the difference between a trio with an acoustic guitar and all of the three-part harmonies and the bigger band of which two of you play in. And let's talk about like building relationships and how that is different.
Well, I think one of the things is that, like I said, we play the same places frequently, and a lot of people come to see us, and we've developed relationships with those people, and that's what's been so fun. And it's the whole dynamic is it changes over time as you get to know people.
Mm-hmm. And, I think that one of the big differences when you're playing in the band, I mean, oftentimes your motivation is to get everybody up and dancing and have a great time, but Mr. Sister's music can be really moving, and it's really fun to have to really be able to inspire. Or I mean, we have little kids that are watching and really enjoy the music, and people hear songs that can make them cry or laugh, or they get up and dance to this slow, intimate situation, which is really special for us.
Right.
I suppose in a restaurant, they're enjoying their meal and they're talking to each other, but they might also be listening a little more intently than in a bar. The energy is a little different.
It is very different, but it's actually, the intimacy is actually really, really fun. And it's, to me, it's really inspiring. I love having that intimate reaction with people and having them listen intently to every detail of the music. It's really fun.
Yeah, and I know for a long time I used to go to 301 Main Street every Sunday and catch you all there when you were playing. And it was like a Sunday tradition. My friends and I would go, we'd sit in the same place, and we would listen to you. And,
did you get lost because it was really at 350 Main?
Yeah, I did.
I was always late for that show.
Yeah, I was always late. Is there a 301 Main Street?
There's a 201.
There's a 201, okay. Yeah.
There probably is a 301. I don't know if they play there. Well, yeah. I was going to bring it up, of course.
Yeah. We did see you there at the bar. We remember.
That's a problem for hanging out in bars, right? God, yeah. That's okay, though. That's all right. But anyway, I've got to start that up again. Maybe River Horse. That sounds pretty
good. Let's hear some of the music of which we're speaking about.
Yes.
Let's hear a song.
All right.
What do you guys want to play?
What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to do an Indigo Girls song, I think.
Okay. Live in the Morning Mix. This is Mr. Sister.
Well, I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. Well, the best thing you've ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call, it's hard to hear. I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I set my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shore. Well, I went to the doctor, and I went to the mountains. And I looked to the children, and I drank from the fountains. There's more than one to these questions, born and made a crooked life. And the less I seek my source, the sunlight finished, closer I am to fire, closer I am to fire. I went to see the doctor of philosophy with the poster of rescue. Said he could see through me. I seen 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper out. Well, I went to the doctor, and I went to the mountains. Holster, I am defied. Holster, I am defied. Last off by a bar at 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle. Possibly a friend. Well, I woke up with a headache like my head against the wall. Twice as cloudy as I've been the night before, and I went in seeking clarity. Well, I went to the doctor, and I went to the mountains, and I looked to the children, and I drank from the fountain. We go up to the doctor, we go up to the mountains. Look to the children, we drank from the fountains. Yeah, we go to the Bible, we go to the workout, we read up on revival, and we stand up for the layout. There's more than one answer to these questions. One mean a crooked line, and the less I shake my saucer, some may finish. Closer I am.
Very nice.
Thank
you.
Oh my God, that's gorgeous.
What a great way to start Friday morning, huh, Christy?
Kind of a morning.
What a blessing, huh?
Yeah, it really is. You all have changed websites. It's now called MrSisterTrio.com. Is that correct?
Well,
okay. I don't know if they changed it. It looked really revamped. Nicely done. I notice. Looking good.
I'm really creative at that stuff.
Are you? Well, I just was gonna tag you in this photo I just took that I was gonna put on our KPCW Morning Mix Facebook page.
Nice.
What would I tag you? What's your Facebook handle?
Mr. Sister.
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was having trouble finding it.
You know, there's more than we realized when we first started.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came up with like Mr. Sister Car Wash, and I think there's an LBGT bar somewhere causing a ruckus.
And they have an LBGT band there too that's called Mr. Sister, yes.
Okay.
Who knew?
Did you put in the post that Dan was creative?
Oh, I can edit.
Okay.
Let me edit that.
You gotta put that in.
They're musicians. Of course they're creative.
Yeah, they're very creative. Well, let's take a peek at some upcoming shows. May 19th and the 25th at River Horse. May 20th and June 16th at Silver Star Cafe. June 30th at the Peoa MTM concert. Mountain Town Music Concert. 720 Heber City Park. And just go to the website for all the stuff, right?
Yeah, and they said twice a month they'll be at Stein's for the summer, correct? Yep. For the brunch?
The brunch.
Yep, brunch is 11 to 2:30.
On Sundays.
As if brunch at Stein's wasn't beautiful enough.
Oh, boy.
At the Stiley Sounds.
We get food.
Mr. Sister.
How bad can it be?
Well, you
can't
get food
at all
those places, right? As you were announcing all the restaurants that you played at, I was like, ooh, I would know just what I'd order after the gig.
We are so spoiled. It's awesome.
Oh, boy. So what are you going to play for us next?
Well, we're going to do a little Taylor Swift and the Civil Wars for you.
Okay. Live on the Morning Mix, this is Mr. Sister.
I remember you said to leave me here alone.
Don't you dare look out your window, darling, everything's on fire. The war outside our door keeps raging on. Hold on to this lullaby, even when the music is gone. Just close your eyes, the sun is going down. You'll be alright, no one can hurt you now. Come morning light, you and I'll be safe and sound. Ooh, oh, 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 ooh, oh, 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 oh. Just close your eyes, the sun is going down, you'll be all right, no one can hurt you now. Come morning light, you and I'll be safe and sound. Just close your eyes, you'll be all right. Come morning light, you and I'll be safe and sound.
Very, very nice.
In a break from protocol, I kind of don't want to ask them any more questions, and I just want them to play another song.
Yeah. I know. I know. Let's keep going.
Unless you've got something pertinent.
No, I'm just so relaxed right now. This is great.
We can't even stand up anymore. We're so relaxed. We're going to have to sit
down.
I'll
pour you another glass of wine, and we'll just kick back and listen to some more music.
Yeah, we started about 6 this morning. Yeah. Okay. So what would you like to play for us next?
How about some big three-part harmony? Let's do an Eagles song for him.
Oh, fantastic.
That's going to be excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Live in the morning mix. This is Mr. Sister.
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go, there is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the seven bridges roll. Now I can love you like a baby, like some lonesome child. And I can love you in a chain way, and I sometimes there's a part of me got to turn from here and go running like a child from these four stars down the sand. Southern
sky. And if ever you decide you should go, there is a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the Seven Bridges Road.
Woo. Oh my God, I'm gonna groupie you guys now.
Yeah.
As if I wasn't already a fan.
Oh, we love you.
Thank you.
Nina Euler, Brady Chavez, Dan Hall. Go to MrSisterTrio.com and find all the dates they're playing, and also how to contact them, because you want to. If you're gonna have a summer party, if you're gonna have something, you gotta get these people involved.
You're gonna have a summer party. So.
You're gonna have a summer
and
party,
and you know you need music.
And you know you need music. That's right. That's right.
Thank you guys so much for coming
in.
We super appreciate it.
What
a wonderful way to start the morning.
You know, I did want to ask one question. That's you're kind of on your 10-year anniversary. How did you all get together in the first place, way back? How'd the whole thing start?
Well, Dan and Nina are actually, you know, part of Motherlode, and I actually auditioned for Motherlode, but it didn't work out for me. But Nina was the lead singer
there.
She was
too young. She was way too young.
Yeah.
And we just decided to kind of tame it down and get a little harmonic blend on the side and an acoustic version. And we practiced a couple times, and it worked out. And we really really enjoyed it, and it was a really fun experience. And
it was the magic of the harmony that did it. Yeah, I mean, once we heard that, we just went, "This is too good." And, yeah.
Okay.
How fun would it be to be able to sing like that and just hang out and sing harmony?
Yeah, fantastic.
And get paid for it.
Yeah. Nina Euler.
That's our perk right there.
Brady Chavez and Dan Hall of Mr. Sister. We're going to take a short break, let the roadies come in, move some stuff around. And when we return, we will have Wendy Cohn with us for the Running with Ed.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're going to play a song right now. You want to introduce the song?
I do. So we're going to play a song by Ryan Shoup. And Ryan is from Ogden, Utah. He's a fifth-generation fiddler and accomplished on electric guitar, acoustic guitar, and mandolin. He's been touring extensively across the U.S. since he was 10 as part of the Pee Wee Pickers. And this is one of his latest releases.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be back after this.
When everything seemed magical, everything we touched turned to gold, and time stood still. And when we prayed, we'd see chariots of fire descend, and angels would quick defend the plans we made. And we rode on, singing songs at the top of our lungs. Strong, tearing the world to come and knock on our door. 'Cause you know we were invincible, and we rode on, we rode on. Show us the way to palaces where we'd stay and live like kings. We were royalty. Everybody knew when we came, and they'd clamor and call our name and beg us to stay. We rode on, singing songs at the top of our lungs.
sunshine down again? When will the walls stop caving in? Remember all the promises we made. We rode on, singing songs at the top of our lungs, and we were strong, daring the world to come and knock on our door. 'Cause you know
Sheep and the Rubber Band will be opening the Sandy Amphitheater summer performances on June 3rd. Sandy Amphitheater season tickets are on sale now, and individual tickets go on sale April 26th. And some of their other summer shows that you might be interested in, they include Collective Soul, Little River Band, Air Supply, and two nights with the quintessential Utah act, Donnie and Marie.
Ah, Donnie and Marie, there you go.
If you live in Utah,
yeah,
you gotta go see Donnie and Marie.
Hey, welcome back to the Morning Mix, everyone. It's time for weekend events, of which we have some. Park City Follies making fun of all Parkites at the Egyptian Theater this weekend and next. Limited tickets are available if you're a Faro Club member or you want to become one. They got some tickets. But call the theater and see what's cooking, what's available. Otherwise, these shows sell out every year.
Park City Film Series is great for a snowy, cold weekend. They're screening The Sense of an Ending this weekend. It's Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6 at the Jim Sandy Auditorium.
Saturday is Earth Day, and Recycle Utah is putting their annual Earth Day dinner at Wasatch Brew Pub on Main Street from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets, $35 for adults, $15 for children, and include food and drinks, live music, and a silent auction.
This I thought was really cool. New Park Resort is putting on a half marathon on Saturday called the Hotel Half. It's for all ability levels, and it finishes around happy hour back at the New Park Hotel. And if you don't want to run the whole thing, they have a half-ass detour at the 1.5 mile mark, so you can head back to the bar early. The full details are under the event listing on the visitparkcity.com website events page, and that's really where I find most of weekend events that I put together. So if you have an event going on, make sure you hit the Chamber's website and list it there.
You love happy hour. You really do.
The thing is, in Utah, you can't really designate a happy hour, so you just make it all the time.
All day long, yeah. Fantastic. Saturday night, Mindful Cuisine is offering a social cooking class titled Cook Your Book. Find out more details and how to sign up at mindfulcuisine.com.
Sunday at 2, the Park City Film Series is showing a live stage production of Amadeus via their projection. It's put on by the National Theater, and it's showing at Jim Santee Auditorium.
For our friends in Heber Valley this weekend, celebrate Earth Day by joining the Provo River Cleanup. Meet at Vivian Park between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. and get instructions and a garbage bag. Lunch is served from 12 to 2 for all volunteers.
The High Valley Arts Center in Heber is presenting a spring concert celebrating all local composers Saturday at 7 p.m., which is cool. They must have a plethora of local composers to put together.
Yeah, and down in Camas at the DeJoria Center, they'll present The Tortoise Versus the Hare by the Missoula Children's Theater on Saturday at 6:30 p.m.
And if you're going out on Main Street this weekend, the music in the clubs, we've got Sounds Like Teen Spirit at the Spur tonight, Dr. Bob at the Cabin tonight, and tomorrow night, Lake Effect is at the Spur, and Hunky Blue Tonky is at the Cabin. And I think we've had, gosh, two-thirds of these musicians on our show.
Yeah.
But not Lake Effect. I'm going to have to find them.
We'll have to find them.
get them on there. If you're listening, Lake Effect.
And we would call be remiss me. If we did not talk about the March for Science. It's celebrating its passion for science and a call to support and safeguard the scientific community. Park City joins the National Day of Science. Going to be marches throughout the entire country. We're all going to meet at the Brew Pub parking lot at the top of Main Street at 9 p.m. to march. We start marching at 9, so get there a little early. 9 a.m. And and then the Jim Santee Auditorium for speakers starting at 11:30, and they will offer a free lunch.
So I don't know much about that march. What are we doing in this march? I love a parade.
Yeah, I think the scientific process is under attack, where the scientific process is not perfect, but it works, and it works really well. So we have a lot of people that have studied the new climate and CO2 being thrown in the atmosphere and the ramifications of all of that. But there's a lot of people on the political side that have been bad-mouthing this and have not been supporting it. So I think it's an opportunity for all of us to come out and show our support. And not only have people been saying that this science is not real, that we've provided data for, but they're actually, putting this into the 2018 budget. They're cutting back EPA, NASA's Earth Monitoring Programs, and NOAA, which is the National Oceanographic Association, helping coastal communities. I mean, they've cut back those budgets. They will be cutting back those budgets for next year significantly. So not only are they telling us that climate change isn't real, but they're also telling us that we can't study it anymore to the degree that we need to be able to study it.
Well, if you have no data, then you have no argument.
That's right.
So the march is to show support of how many people are supporting science and want to keep it as a part of our national...
And if you ask yourself, what do you mean I'm going to walk down Main Street? What does that mean? What's that going to do? Well, first of all, it's happened throughout the country. It's going to be major marches everywhere. So this is a piece of that. And the second thing is that I'm old enough to know that people can make a difference. In the late 60s, early 70s, I mean, historically, we know now that Nixon and his administration and a number of people were really affected by the groundswell of support for getting out of Vietnam. People can make a difference.
Have you thought of something quippy to put on your sign?
No, I have not.
Ooh, let's work on that after the show.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Because then you get your photo taken and then you get in the national press.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine
And then you can say, John Wells of Cool Science Radio of KPCW.
Oh yeah, I'm not looking for any kudos. I just want to support everybody. Support
I'm in marketing,
this,
so I'm trying to further this.
Oh, you are marketing. Yeah. Okay.
Introduce
our next
guest? Joined in the studio right now by Wendy Cohn, Special Events Director of Park City Ed Foundation, and Jen Billow, Associate Director of Park City Education Foundation, and they are talking about the 8th annual Running with Ed, and what we have. I think there's some teams still available. Welcome, Jen and Wendy.
Hi, thank you.
So the event is May 20th. Historically, it sells out, and you start promoting it so far in advance, and I'm always amazed how many people want to run, because I'm not a runner, but I am a joiner. So, but what do you have going on?
So we're into our last chance registration period. We've got one more week, so if you haven't signed up yet to join the race, that's a party, as we like to call it, do so now. Go to runningwithed.com and sign up there. We have so many fun things going on this year. I just came from one of our school assemblies promoting the event to the kids and to the students and the teachers, and it was so much fun. We were just having a great time with it, and we just want everybody in the community to participate.
It's a fundraiser for PCEF, and all the money goes back to the schools, to programs for schools, teachers, and students. And if you haven't done it, have you even been to the after party, Christy?
Well, I've been to the party.
Okay, because included with the price of registration is your adult beverage. I don't know if I'm allowed to say beer on the air, but that is included.
Sometimes we drink.
On this show, you can do anything you want. I'll tell you what.
So it's it is a great time. It's been voted Park City's favorite fundraiser for 4 years in a row, and by the readers of the Park Record. And actually, it's come in second for Park City's favorite sporting event. I will say it is more of a party than a sporting event. So I'm really proud of that second place. Yeah. It's after like Deer Valley's World Cup. So to come in second to that as a sporting event is pretty funny. We do have teams that run it, and if it's really raining or snowing, they sometimes skip that leg and just go to the next party because there's a party at each school at every exchange. So it is super fun.
That's why we like to call it. It's a race that's a party.
Yeah, I mean, the costumes, the enthusiasm. I mean, as you see the teams running throughout the streets, I mean, everyone's really into it. And and it gets everybody else jacked up as well.
The
so
costumes are probably one of my favorite parts of the actual event because the creativity and the collaboration that comes together. Some schools take the whole theme on and have all of their participants in a specific costume and to make this, you know, like last year, I think it was the piñatas.
Oh, at McPullen, yes.
McPullen had the entire school did a fiesta and they were in piñata costumes.
Oh my God, you're giving me ideas.
I like that.
I would love to build a piñata around myself and fill it with candy. And then
That is what they did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Of course, they're smaller kids, less paper mache.
Adults were in it too.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, just so I understand this, the teams are up to 5 runners per team, or can you have more?
You can have teams of 5 to 10.
Okay.
You can have a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 person team.
Okay. And this is a big dog town, and I just want to mention there's no dogs in this race.
We know that Park City loves their pets, but we ask them not to bring them on race day.
Mm-hmm. It's for safety, especially in those first several legs. You know, everyone's out there together, and so tripping on the leashes. I mean, how many friends have we had that even over their own puppy's leash, and then they tore their ACL? So we don't want that to happen. The great thing about having teams of 10, if you're not a big runner, for instance, Christy, so there's 10 legs. So then if you have a team of 10, everybody only runs one leg. And you've got to find, of course, that one runner to run up the UOP stairs.
The UOP stairs, yes. Or you can take the chairlift if you choose to not do the stairs. But we encourage you to run those stairs. It's fun.
Okay.
Okay. And so are the do you win or so the teams raise money. Is that like just asking people to pledge money? Like we're doing this race, give us some money? Okay,
yes,
so is that a contest level, how much money my team raises?
Yes, so we do our fundraising through CrowdRise. We ask all of our teams to set up their tile on CrowdRise and then to start fundraising, and we have different levels of fundraising. We have gifts that are prizes that we give to participants who have reached certain levels of fundraising. If you get to $2,000 in fundraising, you earn a free team for the following year. So you're already got your team ready to go for next year. And then we do a first, second, and third place prize for those top fundraisers. There's also VIP status, which you might like, which is really fun. We set up at the finish party. We have VIP area where those fundraisers who really bring in the bucks have limo take them. The winner gets a limo to take them around. We have all kinds of food and drink, and it's just a really great area to be in at the finish party.
You don't have to wait in line for the beer.
Food is brought to
you.
Well,
so that's one way that we can. I'm all about winning as opposed to run. Is the timing of your team also a way to win? And then the costume, and then the vehicle, and the team name. Like, what are all the different ways that I might reach some accolade without actually running?
Yes. If you're a team of 5, you can't actually run for speed. So there are some teams that do that. And there's men's and women's and mixed. And there's, I think, a student and a teacher team, correct? So you can win, but only if you have a team of 5. Because if you're competing against a team of 10, that's not really fair, right? But other than that, there's best costume. So we have first, second, and third for best costume. And that's like the piñatas won. I think one team had the Day of the Dead theme. They came in first, second, or
third.
That
was Parley's Park.
And then one team was all in silver, and they were Miller Orthodontics. They were supposed to be like braces, right?
They were tooth fairies.
Oh, tooth fairies.
Yeah.
That's what they were.
They were so fun.
Yeah. So they there's costumes, and then there's top prizes for fundraising. So first, second, and third. So you can get a prize for as little as, I think, $100 if raising.
Yep. We have so just by setting up your page and starting to fundraise, we have different prize levels, and they start. We're really trying to gear it towards to make it easy too and fun for kids. So we've got some great things, ice cream from Cold Stone and Jupiter Bowl Bowling, and We've got lots of great prizes this year that are on our prize list. So we like to call them gifts because people are concerned that, you know, we don't go out and buy these things. These are donated to us to incentivize people to fundraise for Park City Ed Foundation.
And so the last week of signing up as a team is, when does that end? What's the deadline?
So the 28th is the last day to sign up.
A week from today.
Yes.
Okay. And how much does it cost?
So a team of five, it's $500 right now. We do early bird registration throughout the process. We start early.
Not too late for that. Okay.
Yeah,
$500, get your team signed up. It's now or never. Now or wait till next year. So,
and you don't want to miss out. It really is the community party of the spring. You will see all your friends and neighbors. It's so much fun. It's
and
a great time.
The date of the race is May 20th.
May 20th.
So put it on your calendar.
We're a month
and
away.
Get signed up.
Now, if Christy were to go to the party at the end, I mean, I know she'll be in the bounce house and stuff like that, will she be able to bring her hula hoop and hula hoop for people?
Absolutely.
You could raise some money with a hula hoop.
You're upping the ante on my actual
hula
skills,
hoops
which
allowed.
Are not.
I will say she's not allowed to bring any glitter.
Oh, okay. No
or confetti.
No
but
glitter.
She can bring a hula hoop.
and the field house, the party, if you don't race and you just want to come to the party, it's only $10 to get in. So, and that gets you the beverages, food, the bounce house.
Do you know who the music is at this point?
We have an awesome DJ. So we have had live bands, but we have found because of the in and out, all the announcements we have to make, that it's actually best to have a DJ. And so, do you know who it is yet?
I'm not sure of the actual name of the DJ, but it's
they
the
can
same
play my
guy
favorite
we had
song.
Last year.
Oh, yeah, that guy was great.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. If you want to join the Running with Ed race, sign up by next Friday, or otherwise just show up at the party. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank
Wendy Cohn and Jen Billow.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City. It's the Morning Mix. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, Renee Huang from Deer Valley Music Festival. They've got so much cooking this summer. Stay with us.
Thanks, you guys.
We're new to Park City and a supporter of KPCW. At Campos, we source our beans direct from the farmers and invest in social projects in all our farming communities. Our coffee blends are roasted in small batches and delivered each day. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort. CamposCoffee.com.
Hi, this is Angela from Peak Art and Frame, longtime supporters of KPCW. Peak Art and Frame offers custom picture framing, rush options, hanging and delivery services, and in-house designers. Open Monday through Saturday, located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. I'm Christy Dillaway with my co-host JW. And if you think that this is mud season and there's not much going on, I want you to get out those calendars and start marking down all the things you're going to be doing this summer and get prepared. We're joined now by Renee Huang from Deer Valley Music Festival, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera. And you have like 8 pages of events that you want to talk about.
Oh, well, we're so excited about the festival. And I mean, it's kind of hard since we had snow this morning, but, you know, summer's right around the corner.
Right around the corner. And there's so many concerts that come up and we want to make sure I always pull out my calendar and just mark down like in priority of which ones I want to see on what night.
Yes.
And you guys have your calendar out, which is awesome. And tell us some of the highlights.
Well, I mean, so the Deer Valley Music Festival is this six-week festival that we do up here in Park City, and our organization likes to think of Park City as the summer home of the Utah Symphony, so we really shift all our focus to here, and we have like 18 concerts jammed into 6 weeks. Friday night is different from Saturday night, and then we have a midweek chamber concert series at St. Mary's Church on Wednesdays, and so we're super excited. It's the 14th annual festival, so it's been going on for 14 years.
I can't believe it's just 6 weeks. That sounds so short, and then you think, well, summer's only about 7 weeks. Really?
So did you look at the lineup at all? Do you have anything that you're excited
Diana
about?
Krall was one that I was really interested in.
Diana Krall, Beach Boys, The Prince, yeah.
We have actually, and Leslie Odom Jr., who is a Tony Award-winning star from Hamilton. I know Hamilton's really hot right now because it's coming down to the Eccles Center.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Down in Salt Lake, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. What else do we have? Jazz lovers. We have this wonderful lady named Patty Austin who's going to be singing Ella Fitzgerald hits because this year would mark her 100th birthday. We have the actual Beach Boys. Can you believe they're still around and touring?
Fantastic. Yeah.
And then we have a tribute to the Beatles, which we've done a couple years ago. They're called the Classical Mystery Tour. And so they dress up as the Fab Four and they have costume changes. And I mean, I think one of the great things to remember about the festival is that there's something for everyone.
You know,
there really is. We have a Disney concert that is new this year. It has a focus on kind of the princess theme. It's called A Dream is a Wish. And so there'll be scenes on the big screen from Frozen and Pocahontas and The Little Mermaid and other blockbusters. And then we did this series down in Salt Lake at Abravanel Hall this past winter. And it was kind of the launch of our new films and concert series where we are showing a big screen blockbuster,
yes,
and then
yeah,
the orchestra plays. So we did Harry Potter, the first Harry Potter movie down there. We're actually doing it at Deer Valley this year.
So explain that. Is it the actual movie?
It's the whole movie.
And it's the actual soundtrack.
And it's the actual soundtrack.
That the symphony will be playing in the background. It's
is
very
there
dramatic.
A soundtrack throughout a movie? Or
yeah.
There is?
Oh,
yeah.
If you pay attention, yeah.
Well, I guess I didn't.
I mean, but it's part of, like, that's part of the cinematic
right.
experience when you watch movies. But it's, so it's, it just heightens your experience
wow.
if you're a music and movie lover. So I would not miss that one at all.
You know, I've said this before, but I just have to say it again. You know, when I lived in Boston, every summer, the Boston Symphony would leave and would go out to
They go
Western,
to Nantucket and blow that place up.
Yeah, well, they'd go out to Western Massachusetts. That was there in Tanglewood. That's the summer home of the Boston Symphony. And I used to say to myself, geez, you know, first of all, I'm going to miss these guys and girls. And second of all, maybe I should move out there for the summer. But, you know, it's so hot in Boston. But we are so fortunate to be the summer home of the Utah Symphony. So for listeners that have not experienced this before, you know, go to the website and grab some tickets because it's, you know, we're just very fortunate to have this as the summer home. Deer Valley, you know, right here.
Exactly. And, right. And the Deer Valley Resort experience is so quintessentially Park City.
It is.
You sit outside, you're under the stars, you're on a ski slope that you would normally ski in the winter, and then you've got all of the amazing amenities. Like, you can get a VIP picnic basket and just sit there and open it up and drink your wine and have your cheese and just enjoy this experience that, as you're saying, JW, like, you don't really get, you know. And I know we've talked about this before, but we're only one of 15 full-time orchestras in the entire
That's right.
country. So
yeah.
For little Utah to have that, I think, is pretty special.
Yeah.
And for little Park City to have that, I think there's a lot that goes on here in the summer, and we kind of pick our favorites and do them a lot. But maybe I'm going to throw down the challenge to people, like, look around, make a new bucket list of things that go on in town that you could do that maybe you haven't done, and make sure you do them all.
Yeah.
Things like go to the Running with Ed party if you've never been there. I know when you have little kids, this town becomes a totally different place. Like, you do things like go to the White Barn, which I had never done without a child. You know, you go to the symphony. We went to the opera when they did, they had a dress rehearsal that was free. And we went to see the Pirates of Penzance. And my son was singing that, I am a major general, for so long. We had to
yeah.
look up the words.
That's
amazing. Was it such a great intro to it?
Oh, yeah. We have so many programs for families and for kids. And, you know, we have a full-time opera company as well. That's the other part of our business. And we present 4 operas a year down in Salt Lake. And you're right, Christy, there's a free or like an almost free final dress rehearsal, which is the night before the opening weekend, that if you're a student, you can go to for $5. I mean,
yeah.
And it's pretty much the real deal. I don't remember a time when it stops. So you're basically seeing the full production for a handful of dollars.
Renee, when you did the mini opera at OP's,
yes.
How long was that production? Was that like an hour and a half with Julia Child, with someone playing Julia Childs?
Yeah, it was a one-woman, one-act opera centering around Julia Child, who is, you know, the grandmother, I guess, of
yeah.
French-American cuisine. It was called Bon Appetit, and it was like dinner theater.
So how long did the actual opera piece take?
But I think it was maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christy, I think we should talk to Larry, and we'd like to talk to you, too. Maybe we can do a mini opera one Thursday night or Friday night. You know, pick a, you know, have a little mini opera right here. Wouldn't that be cool?
Here in the studio?
In the studio and do it live.
We could.
Or we could do it out in a bandstand outside right next to our studio so that people could come to a live performance.
Yeah,
and
I felt like
we
this was
also,
kind of private, just us
we could
watching
also,
this.
And then we could do a remote and broadcast it.
Because I think that wine and cheese would be involved.
Well, and you know, you have we have amazing restaurant partners here. We have a Libretti and Libations promotion, which centers around our operas and the storylines and characters of our operas. And Opie Rockwell and Handel and Tupelo have all participated. And basically, they create a cocktail that centers around the current opera that we're promoting. So our next one is in May. It's called Don Giovanni. It's a Mozart comedic opera. And Tupelo and Handel this weekend, I believe, will be launching their cocktails.
We could broadcast live from there.
There's all sorts of stuff we could do.
Let's just broadcast live everywhere we go. Let's just make a Christine JW hanging out, and we just broadcast all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be like the Kardashians of broadcasts. Like it's not always interesting, but it's always on.
Well, Renee's got to come too. Renee, you got to come.
Renee, I'm in.
Okay. The Three Musketeers.
Hey, did you have anything you wanted to tell us?
Well, it's kind of top secret, but next week we're working on two huge announcements. So everyone should tune in.
Where are you going to announce it?
Well, so we have an announcement that is centered around a partnership with the Natural History Museum of Utah and the Office of Tourism, amongst other partners. So that's going to be announced on Tuesday. And then later on that week, we have something else that's really exciting. It's a one performance only symphony performance that will be at an outdoor venue this summer.
And so you're going to announce it where? On your on your website?
It'll
be everywhere. It won't be on the show because we're not having a show that day.
No. But it'll be on
our website. I wanted the scoop, but if we're not the scoop, I want to know how to get the scoop.
We have about a minute left. Renee, maybe you can go through the highlights again of the folks. We won't go with the dates and everything, but just list the highlights so people can go to the website and start thinking about getting their tickets.
Great. So we've got Diana Krall. We've got rock piano pianist vocalist Ben Folds. We have the original Beach Boys. If you haven't seen Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone with an orchestra, you should come see that. Tony Award-winning Broadway star Leslie Odom Jr., the music of Prince, Ella Fitzgerald hits celebrating her 100th birthday, and a Beatles tribute called Classical Mystery Tour, as well as four chamber orchestra programs at St. Mary's Church. And if you really like pure classical, you cannot miss the 1812 Overture, which has live cannon fire on the hill.
The Cannoneers of Wasatch.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're
fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah, we had them on the show, and that was fun.
Did they play live?
No, they didn't.
Bang!
But that's a great idea. We got to get one of those cannons in here and have some fun. But yeah, that's a great show too. No question about it.
So the website is
DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. And awesome. If you buy more than four different concerts, you qualify for a package with a discount. So if any of those four, you know, of those concerts appeal to you, then be sure to look at the series.
Renee Huang, everyone, Utah Symphony and Opera, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. We'll return right after this message. Stay with us.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
We want to thank our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
And we want to thank our guests, of course, Mr. Sister, Wendy Cohn, and Jen Billow from Running With Ed, and of course, the one and only Renee Huang from Deer Valley Music Festival. Also, I want to put another plug one more time, the March for Science, tomorrow, 9 a.m., top of Main Street by the Brew Pub. Passion for science and a call to support and safeguard our scientific community. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Everybody get outside and have some fun. Thanks for joining us on the Morning Mix this morning. NPR National News is